Fastball is high. It is far. It is gone to win the game.
The Mets are on their way back.
World champions for the 27th time.
Home plate for all things Major League Baseball. This is the Nosebleeds Podcast on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into this week's episode of Nosebleeds. I'm Sophia Smith, joined by Alex Diaz. Today we're going to discuss what's going on with the Yankees and the Mets, as well as the upcoming All-Star festivities. But first, how are you doing, Alex?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, it's been a rough couple weeks to be a New York baseball fan, but we'll talk about that later, of course. But it's good. Friday in July, you can't beat that.
Yeah, no, I feel that. But I also definitely feel the tough to be a New York baseball fan right now, because both teams are definitely struggling. They both won yesterday, but the last few months have not been easy for either club. So if we're going to start off with the Yankees, they've been really struggling. They started off the season really well, and they won 12-4 yesterday, but the last like month and a half have been rough. Aaron Judge, they announced he will have his fractured right rib re-imaged during the All-Star break. They're remaining positive that he's going to come back within sometime this season, but timeline is TBD. But prior to yesterday, like I said, they won 12-4 yesterday, but prior to that, they had lost 15 of 20. They had scored only 56 runs since June 18th, which is the lowest in the MLB, and 212 strikeouts since that date, which is the most in the MLB. So not hitting the bat, striking out, and obviously like losing Judge has a lot to do with this, with the losing, but it shouldn't be this bad when you have a roster the way that it is. Like, Ben Rice had two home runs yesterday. He's had a monster season for the Yankees, but he was struggling through this stretch. Bellinger, Goldschmidt, like the stars that you want to be producing when you have guys like Judge and Stanton out, were not producing. And it was really good to see the game yesterday. Ben Rice, always awesome to see him producing. And I'm just like, going back to when Ben Rice first started on the Yankees, he was like, I just feel like we never saw this coming for him, kind of. Like, you never really, I don't know if you're gonna get this comparison, but like, but he came sort of the same time that Rempe came to the Rangers. And I was like, oh, they're both like kind of goofy guys, like bringing some like fan favorite energy to the team. And then obviously Rempe is not like anywhere near like a talented hockey player. Whereas Rice is literally like one of the top guys in the league now. So that's like really positive to see. But definitely not in a place where they need to be. What did you think of the game yesterday? Do you think that it's just a one and done kind of thing, or do you think that this is a positive note going forward?
Yeah, I think the game yesterday was a great thing to see, especially, I mean, you knock somebody that's up for Cy Young and Drew Rasmussen out and like two and a third, I think, something like that. So that was huge to see. And I think the biggest thing about yesterday's game was that it wasn't just about the long ball. Sure, Ben Rice hit it out, but it was a lot of stringing together hits. It was a lot of getting on base and stuff we kind of saw from the Yankees not too long ago before kind of this really bad stretch. I think this could be a sign of things to come. I think if this is an indicator where they can go from here, the All-Star break slowing them down might not help. But I think they're one of those teams that could definitely use the All-Star break to their advantage to get a lot of their guys some rest. Of course, four of them are going to the All-Star game. Aaron Judge obviously not playing in that. It'll be, what, Cam Stutler, Ben Rice, Cody Bellinger. So exciting to see that. But I think being at the stadium for a lot of these games, I kind of, we turned the corner into July and I was like, oh, we can go up from here. And then they were on a 7-game losing streak. So it was kind of not the best thing to see. I always feel like something kind of happens with this team, whether it was the food poisoning, whether it was more injuries, kind of just felt like there was always an excuse for something almost. It was like, oh, well, we're not going to play as well today because half our team has food poisoning. Well, that's kind of a problem. But I think obviously all these guys on the IL as well is kind of showing some key points that some structural things that need to change with the Yankees.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It always just feels like something else is going wrong. So the pitching has been like good in terms of like Cole pitched a great game on Wednesday, but the bats couldn't support him. And it just seems like it's always just something like going wrong. Like, and it's I feel like it's the hitting right now. Like, it's not they're not producing. So Wednesday was their 11th loss in 13 games, but now they won yesterday. But Caballero said that it's a bad stretch and they're taking it really heavy on themselves. They're obviously like in their heads, and it's definitely not making it easier that they're getting these bad stretches. And so I hope that tomorrow, I mean yesterday, and I hope that they can go into this next series like with their heads held high after yesterday. But it does make it difficult that they're gonna get the break, I feel like. If let's find out how this series goes, but I really do think that it's been sort of a head game, because when you start the season off so well, you get a lot of like there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of eyes on them because of how good they are and how high they are in the standings. But then when they go on stretches like this, which they always seem to do in the summer, like you never have like a fully healthy Yankees team, and you always have a team that's gonna have a few slumps, but there's always eyes on the Yankees, and I feel like that's definitely a lot of pressure for them. Which kind of transitions to the Mets, because I feel like they are a team that right now they're always have eyes on them as well, but they didn't start off the season as well, so they're not really feeling that pressure the same way. Like, they're not really expected to make the playoffs. They're just kind of sailing right now, and because of that, I feel like I've been able to see them. They have a lot more like resilience on their heads. Like, they're not feeling that the external expectations as much. So like I've seen them fall out in a game and then they can come back from like 2+ runs, which I don't like. I feel like the Yankees haven't been really able to do. Like, they'll fall behind like by 1 run. Whereas, like, I don't know, yesterday the Mets just had a great I was there. So they fell behind 1-0 and then 2-0. Or no, 2-1. And then it was Tyrone Taylor came off the bench because Vientos got injured yesterday, which that is definitely disappointing. And like Andy Green said post game, like, his season has been very disappointing, but it's always like he's a great teammate. And but Tyrone Taylor came off the bench and got the rally going in the fifth inning. Started off with a leadoff home run, and then it was just singles and doubles from there. And they ended up scoring 5 runs in the fifth. So they are just a team of resilience, and I've seen it so many times, but it just feels like it's just a totally different story than the Yankees. Whereas, like I said, like, they just don't have, I don't feel like they have this pressure on them.
Yeah, I think it's a completely different story than the Yankees. I feel like you look at a team like the Yankees right now, and I think so many of the players that you have starting, especially when you have veterans like Paul Goldschmidt, who's not performing, like Cody Bellinger, who wasn't for a bit. And not that I was expecting Cody Bellinger to be the best hitter on the team. I think he's playing a lot more than he was initially asked to do or supposed to do this season. So I think there's been a lot of comments about that and how he's performed, but I kind of take them in stride because I think he's playing to where he was supposed to be playing. We're way over how many games he thought he would be playing this year. But the Yankees don't have people that can come off the bench and produce. Your people on the bench are kind of average, I want to say, especially for a team like the Yankees. I mean, Max Schumann has started in the past 3 games, and I'm not really sure why. I think there's a lot of questions there about that. But a team like the Mets, I feel like, have turned it around. Bo Bichette has kind of returned to the form that he can be at. I think that's been huge. Francisco Lindor is, of course, a huge leader there. I feel like that's the people that are kind of bringing that energy, bringing that ability to say, like, hey, we're down one, but we can jump back in it. The Yankees don't have that right now. It's not the, anytime I get on base, I'm scoring. Anytime whoever's up, whoever can get a hit, that's starting a rally. That's just not happening right now. And I don't know that we can keep saying let's wait until Judge comes back, because at this point, that could be September. Like you said before, I think he was supposed to get re-imaged, but then they were saying that they didn't expect that it would be like the imaging would be clean or anything. It was just to see what more exercises he could do or something like that. So I think both teams have ways to go. I think the Mets are kind of already out of that playoff picture. It'll be interesting to see what they do at the deadline, because I think there are two ways they could go. They could be sellers, they could be buyers. I don't know that the market worked for them to be buyers, but we'll see. I think both teams have ways to go.
Well, the Yankees are obviously going to be buyers. Do you have anyone in, like, who are you aiming for? Who would you want them to aim for?
The Yankees, I feel like, have a couple places they can go. I think catcher is the obvious move. I'm not sure there's one right now that I think 100% sticks out. I know a lot of the talks have been linked to Ryan Jeffers from the Twins. My only concern with that, other than the fact that he is familiar with Tanner Swanson, who's the Yankees catching coach, so that would kind of smooth things out. My only concern with that is that he's rehabbing a hand injury, so his like hammock bone or whatever. And the other thing is that he's kind of a lesser than defensive catcher than what the Yankees have right now. So I'm not sure that that's 100% the best move to make. I also think from the pitching standpoint, because I think the Yankees need a bit of bullpen help, Anthony Bender in Miami could be an option, as well as a familiar face in Luke Weaver. Whether that's a deal the Mets want to make or not, I think he's a good fit for this Yankees team. We know he can perform in pinstripes, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's somebody that they look at.
I would love to get Luke Weaver back. It'd be so fun. Yeah, I definitely I also think that they need a catcher. I had Ryan Jeffers, but I mean, as you said, it feels like there's not really like anyone that's like majorly
Yeah.
in the like the best fit for this team right now. And then in terms of the Mets, like I mean, I don't see that. I feel like they're going to be sellers, but I also am not sure if they're going to really do anything drastic. Like they've kind of said that like Soto and Lindor are staying with the team, even though there's been some rumors about Lindor. But I don't think that it would be wise to give him up because I mean, they said that like this team wants to be a winning team by 2027 is like what they're saying. So, I don't see them giving up that veteran presence and that strong star power this season, but and they also have like the like Benj and Beatty and Ewing like having these great seasons that they're having, like specifically AJ Ewing, like as a rookie having just like he's playing phenomenal, and they have a lot of talent on paper, especially young talent that like going forward it I think it could work out for them, but this team is just like, especially the pitching this season. They're like 21st ranked ERA with 4.40. That's just not gonna cut it, especially like when you have they're 9-16 in one run games this season. So like, it just feels like if the pitching's not going, then the hitting's not going, and vice versa. And like the Mets are always just finding ways to lose. And I mean like and they I've seen them multiple times also like find that comeback that I was talking about and then still give it up. Like they won six they lost 16 to 12 the other day. And it's like that was the first time in in how many years that they lost after giving I think it was the first time ever actually after scoring 11 runs at home. It's like that can't happen, and like so it's just it's New York teams are definitely struggling on all ends of the spectrum, and yeah, the Mets hopefully will be back next year. I mean, hopefully for the fans will be back next year, but I feel like last season we were also saying this, and this season didn't turn out very well, so but you know, Juan Soto always the bright spot. Going to the All-Star game, being starting in the All-Star game, and then for the Yankees, Rice, Schlitler, Bellinger, and then Aaron Judge, who is injured. The All-Star game and Home Run Derby are this week in Philadelphia. There are six spots in for the Home Run Derby, and Harper and Walker were announced yesterday as participants. Ben Rice is a participant in that. He has 28 home runs this season, and there's two spots left. Do you have any predictions for who will fill either of those spots, both of those spots?
I think one of those should go to Hunter Goodman. I think this has kind of been controversial topic. I work for Foul Territory, actually. He was on the other day, said he hadn't been invited, even though I think has one of the highest home run totals this season. He's the only Colorado Rockies representative. He has 27 home runs this year. I think he's the only Colorado Rockies representative in the All-Star game. I think that would be a great opportunity for him, especially being a Rocky, to kind of put the league on notice. Like, the Rockies are a team that's still around, has players he should be paying attention to. Also, his splits are insane. He has 17 homers away from Coors Field, so it's not just a Colorado, elevation thing. I think Yordan Alvarez could be in it. I think he passed this year. I think he said he was open to future ones, though. I don't know. I think Nick Kurtz could have been added as well. Obviously, there's still two spots left. I've also seen people say that Cal Raleigh should be in it, and I'm not sure. I get he's the defending champ, but he's been horrible this year, so I'm not really sure. Not really sure where that comes from, but it'll definitely be an exciting derby to watch, especially with the rule change. So hopefully that leads to maybe less derby-associated complications after the All-Star break, but I'm excited to watch the Home Run Derby.
No, I'm really excited too. And the rule change is very interesting to me. I was also thinking Goodman, and then I feel like Kyle Schwarber is gonna participate. He says if his back holds up, he's gonna do it. So I feel like we'll see him in there. As long as you don't have anything to add, I think that's gonna do it for us today. Thank you for listening. I'm Sophia Smith, joined by Alex Diaz. This has been Nosebleeds, a production of WFUV Sports.